curious eyes, innocent smiles, and the shuffling of feet. Three things you would expect at any school across the state, and the Doris Henderson Newcomer School is no different. With diagrams of the digestive system outside of one classroom and artwork hanging in the hallways, this is your typical school. It feels ordinary, until you stop and talk with the students.
I am Hugh, and I'm from Vietnam. Chào, tôi tên Hugh.
My name is Asaria, I'm from Puerto Rico. Hola, mi nombre es Asaria.
Hi, my name is Abu. Anisoma Ndole Abu.
And what language was that?
That was Mandingo.
The newcomer school has about 300 students representing more than 30 different nations and cultures worldwide. They stay at the school for 1 year before moving to a mainstream classroom. Some speak as many as 10 languages, most have never seen snow, and virtually all of them are experiencing their first American holiday season. They often come from unstable countries, and many have witnessed violence.
They come from places of war, ethnic persecution, and also just moving in, leaving behind your culture and your way of life and coming to something totally different is a loss and a big stress.
Social worker Angela Catone says she deals with a lot of mental health issues and socioeconomic challenges with the students and their families. The newcomer school partners with UNC Greensboro to provide group and individual counseling for children. The kids also need help getting caught up in the classroom. Curriculum facilitator Susan Buchholz says there is a wide range in the students' abilities.
We have some fifth graders coming in from different countries, barely knowing how to count using their fingers in their language. So trying to do translations and multiplication, division, that is a great challenge.
Buchholz, also known as Mrs. B, grew up in Korea and is fluent in her native language. The newcomer school has interpreters speaking Nepali, Burmese, Vietnamese, and Spanish. But of course, that doesn't cover everything.
Mezute, Gitkwande, Olivia.
My name is Olivia. I'm from Africa.
What else have you learned at the newcomer school?
I learned some ABC, some math, some English, and to draw and to be nice to each other.
Olivier is a third grader from Tanzania. Buchholz says when he arrived at the school, he was malnourished and didn't say a word.
He wouldn't really look at people in the eye. Just we had to kind of guide him, hold his hand, guide him from place to place. And now he is identified as one of the talkers.
The newcomer school has classes of elementary, middle, and high school students. A local church serves as the surrogate PTA. There's a large room in the school called the Giving Closet. It's where students can get clothes, school supplies, and food. It's all provided through donations and organized by volunteers. On this afternoon, a former student has come back to help out.
My name is Kwizera Jizimori, and I'm from Burundi, East Africa.
His name means faith or belief. Today, Kwizera Jizimori is now a junior at the Early Middle College in Guilford County. His parents were both murdered during the Rwandan genocide when he was 18 months old. After living in at least seven African nations, he came to the newcomer school in 2009.
The newcomer school helped me a lot because it was my first time being in class. For all my entire life, I've never been in school before. But when I came here, and we had caring teachers who were willing to help me, that was a good time for me.
Jezimari plans to attend community college after high school. To date, more than a dozen students who began their American education at the newcomer school have moved on to college. Jeff Tabiri, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.